Lesson 12. Castles of Sand. Do you enjoy building sandcastles? Then you might like to explore a certain beach on the island of Nantucket, a part of Massachusetts. The time to visit is on the second or third Saturday in August. That is when the island holds a sandcastle and sculpture day on Jetties Beach. It is the most popular summer event on the island. The judges award blue ribbons for the best result in 5 different contests. There is one for families, one for children under 7, and others for people of different ages. Everyone gets a chance to take part. The first step is to sign up. The second is to know the best way to build with sand. To make something that will draw the judges' attention and, perhaps, win the top prize, you need to have the right tools. You should have plastic utensils, such as a large bucket, a spade, a knife, and some spoons. Besides these, bring some paper cups of different sizes and a straw to blow away any excess sand. Be careful to build your sandcastle in the right place. It should be close to the water's edge so that the sand is wet and will hold its shape. You do not want to be too close to the water, however. A big wave might demolish your form before the judges have time to see it. Begin by drawing an outline of your castle with a stick. Next, dump sand in the middle of the space and pour water over it. Let the water drain away. Then, pack the sand tightly on all sides with a brick or a piece of wood. Keep doing this until the pile of sand is the height you want. Cut away sand on 4 sides to make your castle take shape. As you do this, keep the sides in balance. If you cut away sand on one side, be sure to do the same on the other. This way, your castle will not collapse under its own weight. After the sides and top are flat, you can work on the towers for each corner. Fill a paper cup with wet sand. Make sure to press it in firmly. Find the spot where you want to put the tower. Then, flip the cup over quickly. You want the sand to come out in one piece without falling apart. Do this very carefully for each tower. You can make 4 walls running along the top of your castle to join the towers. Lay down lines of wet sand and shape them with a plastic knife. Make windows and doors in the walls by scooping out sand with a plastic spoon. If you shape each of these like an arch, you will make the castle look like those of long ago. Then, finish your building by decorating with little flags, seashells, pebbles, or seaweed. Of course, you do not have to make a sandcastle. You can build anything you like. You might try making a cat, an automobile, an octopus, a rocket ship, or a flying saucer. When you are finished, walk along the beach to see what other people have made. Even if you do not win the contest, you will still have lots of fun.